Ho pongyo, ho noi ngin. I'm ABC, that's the extent of my Chinese. It's good to see you again. I want to thank Alex for translating. He should get double honor for translation. This morning, I'd like to, because it's 2020,
今朝呢, 是2020年,
it's the Summer Olympics.
亦都是, 今年暑假呢, 有一个奥运会,
I like watching the runners the best.
我最喜欢呢, 看人是赛跑,
so, I have a series for everyone on running the race.
所以我有一个系列的讲道呢,就是讲点样是赛跑。
I don't care you're 20 or 200, you're running the race.
你是20岁或者200岁呢,你都要跑。
Duck may ya?
Duck may ya?
Duck! May duck!
May duck!
Okay, duck may ya?
Are you ready?
Okay, are you alive?
是不是生猛?
Okay, one more time. Duck may ya? Duck! Okay. This is used for training.
这个是训练用的。
And this is to strengthen your grip.
这个是让你的手的力是强壮一些。
And this is part of the message.
这个是今天我的信息的一部分。
The message is train well.
这个信息就是你要被好好的来训练。
Notice there's four fingers.
留意有四只手指。
And one thumb.
還有一個大拇指。
Alright. Four fingers, one thumb.
四個手指和一個大拇指。
Now here we go. If you remember the four fingers and the thumb, these 5 points, you gotta remember the 5 points on your hand.
如果你記得這四隻手指和這個大拇指總共有五點,手上這五點。
Then Pastor Al has a lacy for you. So if you remember the 5 points, when I finish, I'm going to say, stand up, tell me the 5 points. And Pastor Al would like to give you a lacy for
this.
Alright, here we go. The Apostle Paul uses running the race as a metaphor or a figure of speech for the Christian life.
这个使徒保罗就用赛跑作为基督徒人生的一个比喻。
And Paul says this of his own life.
保罗是这样描述他自己的生命。
Holding fast to the word of God, so that in the day of Christ, I will have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain, nor toil in vain.
他说到日子到的时候呢,我自己没有空跑。
Paul really says, I'm not wasting my life.
保罗说,我没有浪费我的生命。
Are you wasting your life?
你在这里有没有浪费你的生命呢?
And Paul says, I didn't run in vain.
保罗说,我没有空跑。
Paul ran with purpose and passion.
保罗跑的时候是有目的和有热情的。
You know, if you can state in one sentence your purpose in life, then you got it.
如果你可以一句话就讲到你人生的目标的话呢，咁咧你就有一个好嘅掌握啦。A
lot of people live up to 100 years and they don't know why they're living.
有啲人活100岁，但佢唔知道点解佢要活。Bad,
bad, bad. 不好，不好，很不好。
呢个系好唔好嘅。
You got to recognize that Paul knew what he was living for.
And
it's found in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain, to be with Christ.
所以保罗在腓立比书1:21节,活着就是基督,死了就有益处。
I have a book I'd like to recommend to you.
我一本书呢,我很想介绍给你。
This book became, in 1983, the film Chariots of Fire became the best movie.
这本书所拍成的电影是 Chariots of Fire, 烈火战车, 是1983年。
Oh, you knew the film. Ho ho. This movie, 1983, is Chariots of Fire.
1983年呢个烈火战车。
And the name of the runner is Eric Liddell.
呢个跑嘅人咧叫 Eric Liddell。
And when you read this book, oh, it's so powerful.
你睇本书又觉得佢实在好有呢个能力。
So he ran the 400 meters and won the gold medal.
佢跑呢个四百公尺咧就攞咗金牌。
And the amazing thing about Eric Liddell is that he was born in China, a missionary.
好奇妙一样嘢就系佢其实喺中国出世嘅一个人。
And so, not only was he was born in China, but he was educated in Scotland.
佢喺中国出世，喺苏格兰受教育。
And he won the 400 meter race in Paris in 1924.
他在巴黎1924年的奥运会拿了这个400公尺的金牌。
And you find this all in this book for the glory.
所以这本书是 for the glory, 里面有好好的描述。
And it's an amazing thing that he died in China at the age of about 43.
好，也在中国，他43岁的时候在中国是死了。
Here this man, this gold medalist, he loved the Chinese people.
这个金牌的得奖人呢，他很爱中国人。
I never read about a missionary story where he just so loved the Chinese people that he died in China.
我没看过这本书，他这么爱中国人，他在中国是为中国人而死。
Everything in this book is like in the Bible, running the race.
这本书里所讲的就是圣经所讲里面的来到是赛跑。
Running a race means when you start the race, you accept Jesus Christ.
你赛跑的时候就是你开始的时候就接受耶稣基督。
How many of you really remember when you started the race, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior?
中间几多人还记得你开始跟耶稣跑的时候是怎样？
Okay, Pastor Al accepted Christ when he was 18 years old.
我18岁的时候接受耶稣。
I got baptized 18 years old.
我18岁就受洗。
That was my starting the race.
因为我赛跑的开始。
At 19 years old, I dedicated my life to Jesus Christ.
我19岁的时候将我的生命是委身给耶稣基督。
And the Lord has called me to be a pastor these 50 years.
神是已经是超过呼召我做一个牧师是50年的时间。
And then at 18 I accepted Christ, 19 I gave my life to Christ, and 20 years, I was called to follow Christ in his ministry.
所以18岁是信耶稣 ,19 岁是受洗 ,19 岁是委身 ,20 岁的神就呼召我去服侍。
Okay, Pastor Al can't live forever.
我不能够是永远咁活落去。
Pastor Al has to finish his race.
我要完成我嘅跑。
Well, when do you finish your race?
你几时完成你嘅赛跑？
When you die.
当你去世嘅时候。
The Lord takes you home.
是主是接你翻去。
You finish your race.
咁你就完成你嘅赛跑。
And nobody knows when the Lord will take you home.
冇人知道神系几时接你翻天家。
Okay, when we're running the race, what must we do?
当我哋赛跑嘅时候，我哋需要做乜嘢呢？
Whether young or old, what you must do is train well.
无论系后生或者系年长，你都系要好好地被训练。
Are you training well or are you lazy?
你系好好地被训练啦，定系你系懒惰呢？
Paul trained well.
保罗系受到好好嘅训练。
Eric Liddell trained well.
Eric Liddell 咧都系好好地被训练。
And you must train well.
你都需要好好地被训练。
In 1 Corinthians 9:27, Paul says this: I discipline my body and make it my slave.
保罗咧喺呢个哥林多前书第九章，佢话咧我系供给黑身，叫身服我。
So Paul compares and contrasts two kinds of runners.
所以保罗在这里就是比较也是对比两种赛跑的人。
Okay,
第一。
The first runner Paul talks about is the Olympian runner.
第一类赛跑就是去跑奥运的人。
You know, Paul was in the Roman Empire, and he was in Corinth, and at the Corinth they had race in the stadium.
保罗喺个罗马帝国入边，喺哥林多，佢哋又有一个嘅竞赛场。
So the goal of the Olympian runner is to win the prize.
呢个去跑奥运嘅人嘅目的咧，就系想赢得呢一个嘅奖赏。
2,000 years later, it's the same.
2,000 年之后仍然都系一样。
So Paul says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win."
保罗岂不知在场上赛跑的跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。
Win the prize.
就要赢得呢一个奖牌。
And the Olympic win the gold medal.
在奥运入边系赢得呢个金牌。
The athlete is focused upon the prize.
这个运动员就是聚焦想赢得这个奖牌。
And, how are you going to get the prize?
你怎样能够得到这个奖赏呢？
And Paul said, this is what you must do.
保罗说这个是你必须要做的。
Here's the grip.
这个就是你要握住这个东西。
This is what you must do.
这个你自己去训练。
You must discipline yourself in 5 areas.
你需要在5个地方里面是有规律。
Okay, here Paul says in verse 25, everyone who competes in the game exercise self-control in all things.
他25节他说凡教力争胜的诸事都有节制。
This is a personal question.
这是一个个人的问题。
Do you have some kind of addiction?
你自己有没有一个的
addiction is a bad habit.
一个不好的习惯。
I personally don't smoke, don't drink.
我自己唔食烟唔饮酒。
Why?
点解咧？
I don't know about you, but for me,
我唔知你啊，我自己咧。
I'm very disciplined.
我自己好有节制。
And so there's some bad habits, there's some addictions we can't get away from. And those addictions control you.
有啲坏习惯或者一啲咁唔好嘅瘾咧，系控制咗你。
And Apostle Paul said this.
保罗就咁样讲。
In verse 25a, everyone who competes in the games exercise self-control in all things.
所以保罗话，凡教力争胜嘅诸事，即系每一件事都有节制。
You know, in order to be a good runner, you have to go into strict training.
因为做一个好嘅呢个赛跑者，你需要有好个嘅严格嘅训练。
Are you in control or are you out of control?
你系节制啊，定系失去控制咧
？Are you training well or are you not training well?
你究竟有冇好地被训练呢
？All athletes who compete, must exercise self-control.
所以每一个去竞赛嘅运动员都需要有节制。
And the word compete in running a race is a Greek word called agonizomai, and it sounds like agony.
因为呢一个去比赛嘅人咧，这个希腊文嘅原字原文咧就有好似听好似 agony， 即系呢个痛苦呢个字一样。
You see, the Olympic runner had to train well.
因为呢个去奥运嘅人需要好好地被训练。
No pain, no gain.
系一分耕耘，一分努力。
So you got to watch what you eat, how you sleep, how you exercise. The Olympic athletes were very disciplined people.
所以留意你食啲咩嘢，点样瞓觉，点样运动，佢系好有节制嘅人。
I think we forget as Christians, we are to be the most disciplined people on earth.
所以作为基督徒，我哋需要亦都系好有节制嘅人。
All right, I'm going to part C here. The reward of the Olympian runner. One reward is temporal, and the other reward is eternal.
咁讲到奖赏咧，有啲奖赏系暂时嘅，有啲但有啲奖赏系永恒嘅。
6:10. Listen to what Paul says.
留意保罗点样讲。
He says there's two types of prizes. One is temporal, it fades, and the other is eternal, it stays.
佢有两种嘅奖赏，一系暂时嘅，佢会系慢慢系失去；有一啲系永远嘅，佢系存留嘅。
So here's what Paul says in verse 25. See, they do it, the Olympic runners, they do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable.
所以25節他說這些競比喻運動員他是去比賽得到一個能壞的冠冕，但我們是得到一個不能夠壞的冠冕。
Did you know there's a lot of things we do in life is a waste of time?
大家知不知道其實我們人生做很多事結果都是浪費。
But if you're really good that there's a lot of things you can do that will be permanent forever.
但你都好多嘢你做嘅时候係有呢个永远嘅价值。
If you're a good banker, businessman, you want your investments to last for a long time.
如果你有一个好识投资嘅人呢，咁你希望你嘅投资能够係存留。
Here's what the Olympian runners do. They get a wreath as a prize, and the wreath in a couple of days fades away. It's gone.
咁喺呢个去奥运嘅运动员咧，佢赢咗即系得咗一个桂冠，但呢个桂冠过几日之后咧就会系残咗。
But the Christian runner, if you know Christ, you're a Christian runner, and when you run towards Jesus, you get a permanent prize. It will never fade. It'll be forever.
但如果你一个基督徒，你系从一齐跑嘅话，咁你就会得到一个系不能坏嘅冠冕。
So it's important.To run the race for the imperishable wreath.
所以我们为跑的时候是得到这个不能坏的冠冕。
I have this quotation. I said, many Christians think and dream only about perishable things that fade away.
很多基督徒他想或者是梦想得到一些但是能够会扭坏的东西。
But think about Paul. Paul's mindset,was focused on the one and only one who wore the crown of thorns.
咁但呢保罗呢佢自己嘅专注就係一个唯一係带住呢个荆棘冠冕嘅。
Hey, family, folks, don't you get it? When we focus upon Christ, the one and only one, he's forever.
大家有冇留意就係如果当我哋专注喺耶稣咁佢係唯一嘅。亦都是永远的。
So, the summary of the Olympic runner, number one.
所以呢我做一个的简洁总结就是说这个跑奥运的人。
He's to win the prize.
他赢得这个的奖赏。
His prize is a laurel wreath.
他想赢的就是一个的桂冠。
But it doesn't last, it fades.
但呢这个呢是不能够存留很久慢慢就会是衰残。
And the Olympic runner has a plan, and his plan is to go into strict training.
每一个人都有一个计划，就是他进入一个很严格的训练。
And everyone here who's a Christian, you gotta go into strict training in order to run the race.
这里每一个都有基督徒，所以你需要进入一个很严格的训练，来到是让你可以跑得好。
No pain, no gain.
一分耕耘，一分努力。
And then the Olympic runner has a temporal reward, but we as Christians have an eternal reward.
这个奥运的人他得到只是一个能够坏的奖赏，但我们得到的是不能够坏的奖赏。
Okay, all of a sudden now, the last two verse, Paul describes himself as a Christian runner.
最后两节保罗是描述他怎样作为一个的基督徒的赛跑者。
Do you look like this?
你似唔似佢呢?
In verses 26 and 27, Paul uses 8 personal pronouns on running the race.
所以喺度嘅保罗用八个唔同嘅字眼嚟到描写佢自己点样跑。
Paul is describing how he is running the race.
佢描述佢自己点样嚟到系跑呢个赛。
I really have to ask you, and you have to be truthful to yourself, how well are you running the Christian race?
我想问你，但你都对自己要好坦诚，就是你究竟跑这个基督徒的赛跑是跑成怎样呢?
Do you remember the time when you accepted Christ as your personal savior?
你记不记得当日你接受耶稣基督作为你个人的救主?
Okay, if you do, just nod.
如果你记得的话你可以点点头。
Do you remember the time when you accepted Jesus as your savior?
你记不记得你当日接受耶稣基督作为你个人救主的时候是怎样呢?
Okay, that's the start of your Christian race.
赛跑嘅开始。
The big question now this morning is, how well will you finish the race?
今朝重要问题就系你究竟点样结束呢一个赛跑呢？
Okay, so this is what Paul says about his running the race.
保罗系咁样嚟到描述佢自己嗰个嘅赛跑。
And there's a difference in the goal.
佢个目标咧系好唔一样。
The goal of the Christian runner is to run with purpose and passion.
一个基督徒嘅竞赛者，佢嘅跑嘅时候系有目的，亦都有一个嘅热情。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, do you have purpose in your life?
主要弟兄姊妹，你有冇你嘅生命入边有冇一个嘅方向目标咧
？Do you have passion in your life?
你嘅生命入边有冇热情咧？
What are you living for?
究竟你为乜嘢而活呢？
Paul knew.
保罗知道。
And Eric Liddell knew.
Eric Liddell 亦都好清楚。
Do you know what you're running for?
你知唔知你为咗乜嘢而跑？
And here's what Paul says on his own personal life.
保罗系咁样描述佢自己个人嘅生命。
In verse 26 it says, Therefore I run in such a way as not without aim,I box in such a way as not beating the air.
所以26节他说我奔跑不像无定向的我斗拳不像打空气的。
It's interesting. Paul said this of his life.
他是这么讲他的生命。
He wasn't running aimlessly.
他跑的时候不是没有方向。
He wasn't running without purpose.
他走的时候不是缺乏一个的目标。
I wish there were more young people in this congregation this morning.
我希望中间今日有更多嘅年轻人。
But there's a mature, middle-aged, and older congregation this morning. That's great.
但咧，我睇见中间好多中年同埋年长嘅人，亦都系好好。
Whether you're young or old, do you know what you're running for?
无论你系年轻或者系年长，你究竟知唔知你为咗乜嘢而跑
？And if you're not running for Christ, it's an aimless life.
如果你唔系为基督而跑嘅话，咁你系一个无定向嘅赛跑。
Look at how many young people are wasting their life living for themselves and not for the Lord.
你睇下几多年轻人系浪费佢嘅生命，系为佢自己而活，而唔系为主而活。
Paul said, I'm not running aimlessly.
保罗话我唔系冇定向咁嚟到系跑。
Paul said this. He knew how to write in one sentence his purpose and passion for life.
保罗知道点样一句话就可以描述佢人生嗰个嘅方向同埋热情。
I mean, can you do that?
你可唔可以咁样做？
Paul said in Philippians 1:21, For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
保罗喺腓立比书一章二十一节话我咧就系。活着咧就系为咗基督，死去就有益处。
Think about this. What purpose statement in life will give you a win-win situation?
你谂下咩嘅可以俾你一个人生系一个双赢嘅一个境况咧
？When I'm running the Christian life, when I'm running the race, I'm running for Christ.
当我系赛跑嘅时候，为咗系基督而跑。
And when my life is over and it's finished, I'm going to be with Christ.
所以我生命结束嘅时候，我会叫基督同在。
I only can think that Christians have a win-win purpose in life.
我谂我基督徒咧有一个生命入边有一个双赢嘅目标。
And Paul states it again his purpose of life in Philippians 3:14.
保罗呢度喺腓立比书第三章十四节咧讲到佢生命嘅目标。
He says, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
他说他努力得到是基督上面来的那个奖赏。
Everything Paul did was for Christ.
保罗所做的一切都是为了基督。
Is that your passion and purpose for living?
这个是不是你自己的热情和你的目标呢?
If it's not,You're going to run in vain.
如果你唔系嘅话，咁你就系空跑。
I'm going to go to the second point about Paul, and Paul had a plan for the Christian runner.
保罗都为到呢个嘅基督徒嘅竞赛者有一个嘅计划。
And he tells every Christian runner, you must go into strict training.
佢讲俾每一个基督徒听，你要进入呢个严格嘅训练。
And he said in verse 27a, but Paul said this, But I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
二十七节佢话我系攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反而系被弃绝。
And here's how Paul trained Timothy, one of his closest associates. Paul training Timothy to run a race.
保罗就系咁样嚟到训练提摩太，就系佢一个好亲密嘅同工，点样嚟到系跑。
And he tells Timothy, and I'm sharing it to you. Everybody passes something on to the next generation.
他这样讲给提摩太，我这里也是这样来是传授给你。
He says, on the other hand, he tells Timothy, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness.
他说呢，讲给提摩太听，为了神的敬虔来是训练你自己。
Oh, did you catch that? In the Christian life, when we run the race, we discipline ourselves for what purpose? To be more godly.
咁样我哋咧喺个基督徒，我哋赛跑嘅时候，我哋训练自己就系使我能够更加嘅嚟到系敬虔。
And Paul says, for bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since its whole promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
所以呢个敬虔咧，唔单止系为今生，亦都系永恒咧，都有呢个嘅福处。
I'm going to tell you about the spiritual disciplines a little bit later from this grip.
我等下就是用这个的工具讲给大家听，我们这个属灵的训练要包括什么。
And I want you to remember these five spiritual trainings a little bit later from the grip.
我等下会讲给你听，希望你记得这个五个的需要的训练。
Okay, Paul tells Timothy, he's a younger man now, and Paul's the older man, and he says that the bodily training that the athletes go through, he says, for bodily discipline is only little profit.
咁咧，呢个保罗讲俾年轻嘅提摩太话咧，呢个身体嘅训练咧，只有一啲啲嘅好处。
Okay, it's okay to go through bodily training and exercise.
咁咧，但做呢个身体嘅训练都系好嘅吓。
Pastor Al does.
我都是做训练的人。
I go to the gym 3 to 5 times a week.
我一个礼拜呢去这个的运动去做3到4次的运动。
Oh, I have to watch my weight.
我呢就要留意我自己那个体重。
Oh, the doctor says I have to watch my cholesterol.
医生说我要留意我的胆固醇。
The doctor has to tell me watch my blood pressures.
要留意我自己的血压。
So all these things, we have to take care of our body.
所以我需要是照顾自己的身体。
But Paul says, that's good, but you need spiritual discipline in your life.
保罗说这个是好的，但你都需要在生命里面有这个属灵的训练。
And so Paul tells Timothy this.
所以保罗这样跟提摩太说。
He tells him about spiritual training.
所以讲到他需要这些属灵的操练。
He says, on the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness.
所以他为了这个敬虔而来到是锻炼自己。
Ready?
得未
啊？
得未
？Here are the five principles.
呢度有五个嘅
for godly discipline.
有五个嘅为咗呢一个属灵训练嘅一个原则。
Okay, there's 4 fingers and 1 thumb, right?
咁咧系有四只手指同埋一个大拇指。
Okay, 第一。Read your Bibles.
第一就是要读你的圣经。
Eric Liddell says, Bible reading and prayer, hand and gloves is essential for spiritual discipline and godliness.
所以这个 Eric Liddell 提醒我们就是说这个读经和祈祷是这个敬虔里面最好重要的东
西。Okay,
第二。
Number two,You read your Bible is one. Number two, you pray. You pray to the Lord.
第一是读经，第二就是祈祷，向主来祈祷。
I'm squeezing. My hand's getting stronger.
咁你嘅手咧就慢慢就越嚟越强啦。
Number three.
第三。
Number three is you worship the Lord.
就是敬拜神。
Oh, I remember Psalms 119, 164. Psalms 119, 164.Seven times a day do I praise you because of your righteous ordinance.
他说诗篇119篇164节就是我每日都来到是敬拜你。
Oh, Alex, ho-ho. Very good. Number four.
第四,
I'm strengthening my grip.
我是越来越加强。
I'm applying these principles for spiritual discipline.
我是用一些应用这些原则在我属灵的操练上面。
One, read your Bible.
第一,读你的圣经。
Two, pray.
第二,祈祷。
Number three, worship.
第三,敬拜。
Number four, confession.
第四,是认罪。
Confess your sins daily.
每日都是认罪。
You know, when I work out at the gym,
当我去做运动的时候,
the best thing at the end of the day when I finish going to the gym is taking the shower and cleaning up.
完了之后,最好的就是去冲个凉。
Number four is confessing your sin.
第四就是认你的罪。
Clean yourself up spiritually.
叫你在属灵上面来到是清洁。
And the fifth is the thumb.
第五就是这个大拇指。
You know, without the thumb, I have no grip holding this.
如果你没有大拇指,你就不能够好地握住这个工具。
I can't squeeze.
不能够是捻。
And, but when I put my thumb here, I can squeeze.
当你放在大拇指那里,你就可以捻它。
The thumb is doing the word of God.
这个大拇指就是做神的工作。
I could preach for a whole hour if you don't do the word of God, it's in vain.
如果我讲整个钟头,你没有去做神的事工,那实在是浪费。
And James 1:22 says, be doers of the word of God.
所以雅各书1:22节,我们要做神的道。
I recommend you get a grip and put it in your car, and when you stop, just do the grip.
所以建议就是买一个这样的工具,接着你开车的时候,停车的时候,你就可以去捻它。
And when you're squeezing the grip, this is the application of disciplining yourself for godliness.
那你做的时候就提醒自己,这个是为了你自己来操练,为了神的来操练。
Read the word of God.
读神的话语。
Pray to the Lord.
向主来祈祷。
Worship the Lord.
敬拜主。
Confess your sins before the Lord.
在主面前认罪,
and do the word of God.
是做神的工作。
Well, I have to close pretty soon.
我要结束了。
And I want to tell you of a 22-year-old black man.
我想告诉你一个22岁的一个黑人。
He was strong and he was fast.
他是很强壮,也是他动作很快。
He was an upcoming world's heavyweight boxer.
他是一个去竞争这个重量级的拳赛。
So in 1936, he was going to have this boxing match in New York Stadium, Yankee Stadium.
所以他1936年在Yankee Stadium是做这个重量级的比赛。
And what made this boxing match so interesting is you have a black American and he's going to fight a German Nazi.
很特别的就是这个黑人和一个白人的纳粹党的党员来打。
Involved race, the race issue between black and Nazi, Aryan, German.
所以就是这个种族,一个就是一个德国人和一个黑人。
And just before World War II, it involved a black man and a German between the U.S. and Germany, and eventually they would go to war.
所以这个二次大战之前,这个讲到一个白人和一个黑人,一个美国人和一个德国人,而最终他们是打仗的。
You know what happened to Joe Louis?
这个人叫Joe Louis.
He stopped training.
他就停止他的训练。
He was just overconfident.
他很有太过自信。
And he did not train well.
他没有好地训练。
What did he do?
他怎么做呢? 做什么呢?
Just like young people.
就好像一些年轻人。
He went golfing.
他打这个高尔夫球。
Rather than train for the boxing match.
他就没有为了这个拳赛来训练。
He did not listen to his trainer.
他没有听他教练的话。
And so, what happened?
结果怎么呢?
He won the first three rounds.
他开头赢了开头的三轮。
And on the fourth round, Max Schmeling, the German, knocked him down.
咁第四轮嘅时候，呢个德国人就将佢系打低。
That's so embarrassing.
咁实在你系非常尴尬嘅一件事。
And then he went down again the fifth round.
咁咧，佢第五个轮咧又俾人哋打低。
Then on the 12th round, Joe Louis got knocked out by Max Schmeling. And all the Germans were roaring and Americans were in shock.
咁我第十二轮嘅时候呢，佢俾人係打晕咗，咁呢就呢啲德国人呢就好开心。
Here's this embarrassed black athlete, 22 years old.
呢个一个22岁嘅黑人嘅运动员。
Listen to this carefully.
小心嚟到系听。
He blamed himself, his overconfidence, poor training, womanizing for the loss, and vow never to make the same mistake again.
所以佢就责备自己，为咗咧佢自己冇好地被训练去玩女人啊，嚟到系失咗呢个拳赛，佢就话佢以后咧都会唔会再咁样做啦。
Eventually, he became.World's champion, Joe Louis.
他最后呢都成为一个嘅世界嘅重量级拳王。
Now I'm going to, John Phillips says this on the spiritual disciplines.
所以我讲到呢一属灵嗰个嘅操练。
Listen very carefully.
小心嚟听。
It says, when a person enters an athlete contest, he goes at once into vigorous training.
所以一啲去参加呢个竞赛嘅人呢，佢最先就先係经历过一个严格嘅训练。
He has to get his body trimmed, his weight under control.
佢呢就叫佢身体係健壮，佢嘅体重呢都係要受控制。
He has to build his muscles, his lungs, his reflexes, his endurance.
佢呢係要建立佢嘅肌肉，亦都叫佢嗰个嘅反应係加强。
He restricts his diet.
佢係控制佢自己嘅飲食。
He denies himself.
佢咧系叫自己唔好做一啲唔好嘅嘢。
He starts a program of strenuous physical exercise.
所以佢系受一个好严格嘅训练。
Can we do any less?
我哋咧唔可以俾佢做得更加少。
How can you hope to win if you don't put yourself into a disciplined program of daily preparation for the usefulness of the Lord?
如果你每一日呢就叫自己得到一个严格的训练呢，你怎么能够是为主而活呢？
It's not how old you are this morning.
不是你年纪几大或者几轻。
You are running the race from start to finish.
你是跑这个赛跑由开始到结束。
And you never, never stop training.
你永远不可以停止被训练。
I'm going to close with this last point, and it kind of hurts my heart to share this.
我最后结束的时候想讲一样嘢，这个对我来讲是不好容易的一件事。
But I will share it with you.
但我同你来到是分享。
Paul now talks to the church and says the consequence of poor training is being disqualified.
咁咧，保罗咧就话，如果你冇被训练嘅话，呢个结果咧就会失去你嘅资格。
And you're asking yourself, sitting down,
你坐在这里问自己,
I have been training well spiritually.
我没有好地在属灵上面被训练。
And Paul says this,
保罗这么说,
If I'm not training myself spiritually, I will be disqualified.
保罗说, 如果我没有好地训练的话, 我就会失去这个的资格。
Do you want to be disqualified from the race?
你想不想在这个竞赛上面失去你的资格？
I do not interpret being disqualified as losing your salvation.
我不觉得呢，这个被失去资格就是说你失去你的永生。
I interpret being disqualified that you're no longer useful for the ministry. You've been set apart.
那我就觉得这个失去资格就是你在这个事工上面再没有你的果效。
You want to be useful for the ministry or useless for the ministry?
你希望你在事工上面有果效啊，定是没有果效呢？
I would like to just share this personal illustration and then I'll close.
我想分享一个个人的比喻，跟着我就结束。
I say it because I'm an older pastor and I've been in the ministry for 50 years.
我咁样讲，因为我一个年长嘅牧师，我喺事服侍咗五十年。
But I am deeply saddened.
但我觉得好悲哀嘅系。
And deeply hurt.
亦都好被伤害。
That four Chinese ministers who I know very closely.
我认识四个嘅中国人嘅牧者。
Were disqualified.
但是他是失去服侍的资格。
Because of inappropriate behavior in the church.
因为他教会里面一些不合适的行为。
Oh, that's so painful.
这个实在是很痛苦的一件事。
Pastor Al's been running the race and disciplining himself for godliness.
我过去一直是为主来到跑，也都叫自己是受到一个的训练。
But when one sin tempts you, you fall.
但是你有时被一个罪来到试探，你就跌倒。
I had a close minister friend. He committed one uncontrollable sin, and he was disqualified. I don't believe he lost his salvation.But I do believe he lost his ministry.
我一个好熟悉嘅事工嘅果伴，佢因为犯咗一个错，佢就系失去佢嘅资格。我唔觉得佢失去佢嘅永生，但系佢喺事工上边系冇咗个服侍嘅资格。
Please, please, please,
请大家
don't let that be you.
唔好让呢啲嘅事喺你身上发生。
You're out of control. You're tempted by sin.You get disqualified. You don't lose your salvation, but you lose your opportunity to serve the Lord.
你失控被这个的试探来到胜过，你就失去服侍的资格。
I had lunch with one of these ministers.
我跟其中这个的牧者来到吃饭。
He's traveling, vacationing all over the world.
他旅行在世界各地不同的地方来到是度假。
But he said to me, Pastor Al,
他跟我说 Pastor Al,
I'd rather be preaching.
我真的希望能有机会讲道。
That will make you cry.
我实在都是听到的时候真的想哭。
He committed something in the church, and he got disqualified.
他在教会里面犯了一些错误而失去他的资格。
Paul writes this personal note because Paul said that could be me.
保罗是这样写的时候，保罗说这事都可以发生在我的身上。
Paul could fall and be disqualified.
我都可以跌倒而失去资格。
You can fall and you can be disqualified.
你都会跌倒或者失去你的资格。
Well, you have to train, go into strict spiritual training for godliness.
所以你进入这个严格的属灵的训练，是为了是过一个敬虔的生活。
Okay, I have one last thing to do.
最后一件事。
Close your Bibles.
收埋你本圣经。
You can look at your notes for 10 seconds.
你可以睇你自己嘅笔记。
And then I ask the question, and anybody stands, you tell me this question.
咁我问呢个问题，跟住你可以上嚟到回答。
Okay, here we go.
This question.
This
question. This question. This question. This question. This question. This question. This question.
This question.
This question. This question. This question. This question. This question.
This question. This
聽唔聽到？如果你做五样嘢，你就可以建立你嗰个敬虔嘅生命。
Alex, I conclude with Lacey.